This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set to USA Prepares. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen on the telephone, listen line 605-477-3249. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How's everything going with your in your neck of the woods this morning?
Well, listen to this. Does that sound like a package wrapping? Well, it is. And, you know, there's this belief that our alleged representatives, people who have been selected by the system to be paid and tell us what to do, there's this belief that they're not good for much. Well, that's not true. That's not true. Actually, I actually got our alleged representative to do something. It took a little nudging, but I got her to do something. So I'm going to read an email that I sent her very quickly. It's very short. It says, Representative Hannah Kelly, can you please send me 4 copies of the Missouri State Constitution? And it says to my name, address, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. I sent that off. Now, I sent that off to the address that she sends me the monthly Capitol report, you know, all the stuff that she's doing to infringe our rights, highlights of her alleged work to keep us all safe. Well, I sent that, you know, I said, reply. So I had her address, I sent it, nothing happened. So then I sent the same exact email again, and I said, second request. You know what? On the second request, I got it. So I got 4 copies of the Missouri State Constitution. So, and I'm going to give them out to, you know, people I think who know how to read. I think, class, you should consider doing the same thing. Now, the state constitutions are prepared with your tax dollars, the money they've stolen from you. They use some of it to prepare the constitution for your state, Missouri and all the other states. So you can get yours, just contact your alleged representative, and you can use an email the way I did. It might take a couple times the way it took me to get them, but the last time I did it, before this, I ordered 50 copies, 50. Now, why did I order 50? Well, we're having an expo, and I wanted to give them away to people in Missouri so they could learn about their Constitution. And I got an email back, and then I got a phone call back from the alleged representative's office. He said, you want 50 copies? And I said, absolutely, because I'm going to give them away. And he said, do you know how much they cost? I said, I'm sure they cost a lot because we've paid for them. And they probably cost way more than they should. He said, no, I'm talking about the shipping. And I said, yeah, probably about $25. He said, yeah, it costs about $25 to ship them. And do you realize that that money comes out of our budget? Now think about that. He's complaining that the shipping cost to send me 50 copies of the Missouri State Constitution, which we pay for, comes out of his budget, which we paid for, and he's kind of frosted about that. Well, he did it because I wasn't going to let him off the hook. That's money. That's our money. Now, what else was he going to use it for? Dancing girls? I don't know. I don't know what they'd use it for. Actually, he probably wants to keep whatever he hasn't spent. Well, I'm going to make sure that we get taken care of. And the only thing I've ever gotten from my alleged representatives is the Missouri State Constitution. Otherwise, they're not working for me. So I just wanted to share that, Rich, so we can all do that. What do you think?
That's a good idea, but he probably wanted that money to go into his kitty for his government pension. When you hear about all these different programs, you know, like the rain tax in New Jersey, is there anybody dumb enough to really think that's what it's for? Hell no. It goes into their coffers so they can feather their own nest. That's just like when you see a politician. You know, they talk to the little guy on the stump behind the podium to get their vote. But after they win office, they just associate and socialize with the super wealthy of the wealthy. The big corporations are the big government entities to feather their own nest and feather their own connections for their own personal gain. The hypocrisies are, it's beyond unbelief on what's going on. In fact, I got a couple of, a short list of hypocrisy facts I wouldn't mind saying today amongst the 30 other topics that we were going to discuss.
I know. If it weren't for me, you'd get through some of them, right?
Yeah, I might get through 25% if I... One thing that we do here, folks, on USAPrepares.com is we try not to do small talk too much. We try not to give too much philosophy. We feel obligated to give information and facts in the context of preparing and planning using financial, economic, social, and political rationale. And, you know, we do have to say a lot of facts, not because it's doom and gloom, but because so the listeners know how the little people are being used and played through distractions, dumbing down, and the dividing of groups, which is one of their big MOs. But everything that they do versus everything that they say, especially the powers that be, the deep state, the establishment, whatever you want to call them, are two opposite things. They use professional wordsmithing, Hegelian dialectic, subliminal messaging. Everything is meant to distract, dumb down, or divide the people. And that's why we're here, Vince.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I wanted to thank you for keeping the seat warm in the studio last week so Mrs. Finelli and I could hop in the truck and travel and look at places where we can land, you know, our next move. And I'm all excited about it. But I just want to say thank you. It was very kind of you. And I plan on taking days off here and there so that I can make this next move. And I'm looking forward to it. And by the way...
Yeah, you're very welcome, Vince. It's always a pleasure to sit in your seat for you.
Yeah. I really appreciate that. I have a tip for our class. I just want to mention this tip. So, class, you know, we plan on building a new house. And one of the things that we did with our current house is all of the doors are 36 inches wide. Now, why is that? Well, you may find that you or someone in your family who's living in your house ends up in a wheelchair. And if that's the case, you're going to need a 36-inch wide door. Okay? So it doesn't cost much to put them in when you're building. It costs a fortune to take out smaller doors and replace them with wider doors. So keep that in mind. So for maybe $500 more during the construction of your new house, if you choose to build one, consider 36-inch wide doors. Or have fewer doors. And that was something that I wanted to mention to you, Rich. You have very tall ceilings in your cabin, is that right?
Yeah, they're somewhere in the neighborhood of, I'm guessing, 18 feet as I'm looking at them.
Mm-hmm. 18 feet. Now, class, think about that. That's about, well, a little over twice the height of most ceilings. And I suggest that you consider doing that as well, because we have high ceilings in our house as well. I think you would enjoy your home much more if you had taller ceilings rather than lower ceilings, because you don't feel as trapped, as claustrophobic in a tall ceiling house as you do with a house that has standard 8-foot ceilings. Now, 8-foot ceilings were really popular in the 50s, 60s, and 70s in new construction because there was concern about heat. Well, insulation, you know, people didn't build walls 2x6, 2x8, 2x10, 2x12. They built them 2x4. 2x4s are actually 3.5 inches wide or thick. Well, you can't put much insulation in there, and we didn't have foam insulation back then. So if you have 2x6 construction, it'll cost a little bit more, maybe 5 or 6% more to build the structure than it would with 2x4. But the house is more wind resistant. So when that big storm comes by, it's less likely to blow down. 2x8s are even better. If I were building right this second, or our next house, probably be 2x12s. Now, our walls are a foot thick, but we have 6 inches of stone and 6 inches of framing. But the new one will be 12 inches of framing. And so I just want to mention that there's no reason for you to accept what your builder says. You know, this is what we normally do. Because if that's what he normally does, that's for the GDP. That's not for you. Now, you would have something way better than what the GDP would have. Just wanted to mention those quick comments. Rich, how about land? You know, one of the things that we want to talk about today was land. And what, you see, the lead into that was your cabin has really tall ceilings. And it's interesting that you and I didn't know each other before when we were building our houses. But we both wanted tall ceilings. Unusual, very unusual for ceilings this tall. But yes, you can do it. And you can make them really strong, too. And that's what you did, and that's what we did. So you don't have to accept someone else's mistakes. And that's what most people do, because most people are not strong enough to build their own house. Is it easy to build your own house? No. Can you do it? Yes. What does it take? It takes paying attention. It takes research. It takes looking at all kinds of plans and deciding what set is close to what you want, and then modifying them for your lifestyle. That's what it takes. That's what Rich did, and that's what we did. And neither one of us bought someone else's mistakes. We made our own mistakes. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Just as an aside, Rich, you know, a lawnmower showed up here, one of those riding lawnmowers, because one of the neighbors wasn't cutting right, and it needed a belt. Well, we put a belt on it and, you know, kind of tuned it up a little bit and took it for a test drive, and it was cutting at two different heights. I looked under it, and sure enough, the blade's bent. Now, how's that possible? When I was growing up, a lawnmower blade for a two-blade lawnmower, like 42-inch cut, for example, they were $3 a piece. And if you hit a rock or something, stone, you just took the blade off, sharpened it on a grinding wheel, and put it back on, and you were good to go. Not anymore. Now, these new Chinese junk blades don't cost $3 like they used to. They cost $21. And instead of just getting nicked, they bend. Yeah, they bend. So you get to buy new blades. More about what you've been talking about, what we've been talking about for years now, the disposable society. So instead of just being able to sharpen your blades, you have to buy new ones because they're so flimsy. And they cost way more. It's just one more example of what's going wrong with America. We've decided that, heck, we don't need to make lawnmower blades anymore. We can buy them from China and package them and put a U.S. label on them so it looks like it's from a U.S. company. But it's imported, and it's this cheap, reused steel that's not very strong. Just one more example. Land. What do we look for in land, Rich?
Well, first of all, before we start, Vince, we've had this conversation privately many times, and I'm going to ask you a question, and let's start off with this question. I mean, everybody has, at least listen to this show has probably been to my website, seen how we live, and I ask you privately, I'm going to ask you publicly now, Vince, why don't people live off-grid? Why don't people hunt and fish for their meat and fish? Why don't people preserve their food? Why don't people grow a garden and fruit trees for their own produce, fruits and vegetables? Why don't people raise animals, whether it be for meat or other benefits on their hobby farm, if you will, et cetera, et cetera? Why? I know you know the answer to this. Tell the people listening to this show today why, when I ask that question, why aren't people living off-grid, making their own electricity, and living this way? What answer do you always give me, Vince?
Well, I can give it to you in either three words or 10 letters, whichever comes first. And that is...
It's up to you.
It's too hard. It's too hard, okay? Because if you compare building a solar array to watching TV, it's much harder to build a solar array. You have to get outside. You have to... Well, actually, you have to get out a piece of paper and a pencil and a ruler and a compass. You have to draw lines. You have to draw it to scale, unless you have software to do it. I did it by hand. And, you know, you have to go out and site survey. You have to actually look at the land and see how much fall there is on the land, the slope, if you will. You have to figure out which direction is south. You have to figure out how many degrees up the optimal direction for these solar panels to point is. You have to figure out how it's not going to blow over. Then you have to figure out who's going to build it with you. Then you have to learn, well, are you going to buy the solar array or are you going to build it? If you're going to build it, what are you going to build it out of? You have to source those materials. Then you're probably going to have to cut the materials. So you're going to need some kind of a chop saw to do that, and you have to figure out which one of those, and you have to find the right size. And then you're probably going to weld it, so you need to figure out if you have a welder or you need to buy a welder, and what type of a welder and what type of welding wire or welding rods are you going to use. And then you have to figure out if you're going to paint it and grind off, you know, the spatter to make it look nice and not rust. And then you have to figure out how you're going to anchor it to what. Are you just going to stick poles in the ground, or are you going to make piers, and how big do the piers have to be so they don't blow over with the wind load on the solar panels, and how are you going to make sure the solar panels don't go flying off the array? I mean, that's just one little thing with solar panels. That's, you know, forget the electronics and the inverter and the battery bank and that kind of stuff, and how you're going to wire it. So it's a lot to think about, and most people don't have them because, heck, the GDP doesn't have it. Because, first of all, they don't understand it. Second of all, it's too hard to think about. So it all comes back to the 10 letters. It's too hard. Gardening, automotive, doesn't matter what it is. It's too hard.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats' Medicare for All bill, which has been backed by some of the 2020 Democratic presidential hopefuls, will get its first big public hearing this afternoon. Texas Republican and medical doctor himself, Congressman Michael Burgess, says that this legislation would completely undo any choice left in health decisions.
think back to the good old days when if you liked your doctor, you could keep your doctor.
Right.
In this iteration, you get to keep nothing. So all health insurance, all private health insurance as we know it, is gone. In fact, Medicare as we know it is gone. Medicare Advantage is gone.
He was speaking on Fox & Friends. The leader of ISIS appears to be alive and well. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appearing in his first video in nearly 5 years, in which he praises the group and says it's responsible for the Easter morning attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This can be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Sheban's with us off grid in Montana. And Robert Stewart in Kansas, USA Prepares instructor, is joining us. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, thank you, Vince, for taking my call. I wanted to just real quickly tell Rich why he can't have his meritocracy, because I know he, or at least it seems like he wants one. So I wanted to tell him why he can't do that. Is that okay?
Sure, go ahead, Robert. Sure.
Okay, you ready, Rich? All right. So the reason we can't have a meritocracy the way that you explain and talk about so often and teach is that, well, this is going to surprise you, Rich, maybe, but it's racist, okay? So you got to understand that. You got to admit to it eventually. And then also, Rich, also on top of being racist, it's also misogynistic. So you have to be a racist misogynist in order to really carry out what you're talking about. And I just hope that that's really why you can't have what you want. And it's just something you gotta come to terms with, I think. And once you think about it, you'll see that I'm right, and that's how it is.
All right, I'm going to address this, Vince. All right, Robert, I know I've talked about this a million times, but when you these words, controversial, extremist, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent, hater with an ism-ist or phobia on the back of every word, these words don't even mean anything anymore because they've been used every 5 seconds by the mainstream media to divide and conquer the people. Believe it or not, I'm going to give a short answer. But when we're talking about living off-grid, raising animals, hunting and fishing for your meat, harvesting edible medicinal plants, having a garden, I mean, I love going out in the garden and harvesting my plants. And I know a lot of women and minorities who do it also. I have to eat out of a garden this summer because my cooking's so bad, I left leftovers on my counter one day, and there was some dentifloss right next to it, and the cockroaches hung themselves because my cooking's so bad. So being able to live out of a garden is fun. And anything that's too hard, like we talked about, Robert and Vince, that's what makes it worthwhile. That's the challenging lifestyle. Now, we live in this era, I'll address what Robert just said, where jobs are acquired by what group you're in. So hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, because of political correctness, because the powers that be want to create infighting, they want to create division. It's all divide and conquer strategies under political correct categories, all subsets. We've been politically corrected out of our future. So prosperity for the bottom 93% of income earners is bleak. And this is why we talk about living off the land. Because the powers that be have lowered the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job. So they have purposely insulted the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence of all these people who are competing because of their group. So what happens? You degrade them, you disrespect them, but you don't empower them because there's no example in history where you empower a group, an individual, or a nation by lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job. This is all meant to make the people submissive and make them break their will. And they use all these politically correct buzzwords, hijacked by definition, to prove their point, which means nothing. And I've given thousands of those examples. So as they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize the people who believe in hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications by saying all these words and calling these racist, bigots, sexist, misogynists, etc. When you lower that bar of standards and expectations for jobs and opportunity, what they're doing is destroying America. You don't make America better by rewarding mediocrity. You don't make America better by having a law of diminishing returns. Because what it does, it pigeonholes opportunity, knowledge, productivity, innovation, ingenuity to the already wealthy and makes everybody else a submissive serf. And that's why I say the game is rigged, and that's why I talk about group identity politics along with central bank corrupt monetary policies, Keynesian economics, and our present demographic situation, entering a new phase of robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking all of our jobs. Well, we've had all this political correct stuff going on, Robert, for so many years. Why do you think all these companies have gone overseas? It's not just for cheap labor. When someone tells a joke in the hallway, you can't even have fun on the job, or somebody makes a compliment somebody on their dress attire, all of a sudden somebody who has victim group or protectionist group status calls human resources and attorneys, and there's fines all over the place, and it doesn't matter about proven results or qualifications. We can't compete in our own environment because we have allowed the elite to poison us against ourselves. So for the last several decades, all these companies have gone overseas. while at the same time we're bringing in illegal immigrants with lower skill sets, lower qualifications, so the elite can have a underclass of slavery, which destroys the middle class. And that's what has happened. Political correctness has destroyed the middle class. So the bottom 93% can no longer control their own destiny. And that's why we need meritocracy. Because all of these things, this is a great bridge, so I'm going to take advantage of this, you guys. All these hypocrisies and double standards, which I hate those words, and that's why I always call for practice what you preach laws. Just listen to some of these and just think how crazy times that we're listening, that we're living in. Chelsea Clinton gets out of college and gets a job at NBC for $900,000 a year while her mother, Hillary, flies around the world complaining about white privilege. And if laws and guns were ineffective, then why are all celebrities, politicians, and wealthy surrounded by them? That's basically their MO. It's okay for them, but not for you. In 2018, less than 70 people were killed in mass shootings, but over 2,000 people were killed by illegal aliens. And the Democrats want to take away the little guy's ability to protect himself. How about Trump's wall will cost less than Obama's care website? I'm going to repeat that. Trump's wall will cost less than the Obamacare website, but it's not politically correct to protect the little people. Next, 14 million children are living in poverty in America, but Democrats lobby for illegal migrants for the vote. Plus, they spent $18 billion on their health care, and we can't even come up with $5 billion for President Trump for the wall. Next, Dems sent more troops to arrest Roger Stone than they sent to defend Americans in Benghazi. Next, Russia donated $150 million to the Clinton Foundation, yet Trump was investigated, not the Clintons. Next, Pelosi invited illegal aliens to the State of the Union. President Trump invited victims of the murder, rape, and felonies from the illegal aliens to the State of the Union. Just let that sink in, folks. How about the Dems supporting killing a live baby and illegals over our own citizens, protecting illegals over our own citizens, and refugees over our own veterans who fought in our wars to protect our freedoms and liberties, and yet they talk about ethics and morals against the little people, the flyovers, the deplorables, the irredeemables, us. And at the same time, the left has been caught funding hate groups to justify ending free speech, among other things. See, so Robert and Vince, when you live in an Orwellian 1984 Twilight Zone episode, where nothing makes sense, where somebody named Joe Smith can say something, yeah, go ahead, Robert.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you. You're not listening to me. Your meritocracy is racist and sexist. I'm not.
Well,
joking.
I think I addressed that. I think it's all bogus. It's very obvious. Meritocracy means that you use hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications for getting ahead and getting opportunities.
It means the
truth. When you say that you are going to get these opportunities based on group identity politics or victim group status or protection group status,
men will benefit from a meritocracy. Men will benefit. You understand? Women will not benefit from a meritocracy. Men will. Okay? It is sexist. You see?
I totally disagree. I know a lot of great, hardworking women who have a lot of intelligence and common sense. Let me tell you
something. Sure you do.
I have a whole list. I praise Candace Owens all the time. And Faith Goldie, who ran for Toronto mayor, and Anna Marie Reitzinger, AnnaVonReitz.com. I got a whole list. Deborah Tavares, Katie Hopkins.
Yeah.
There's
when you say that meritocracy, and I don't know if you're being sarcastic or what, benefits men,
no,
that is absolutely probably the most sexist thing, because I know a lot of great women who are very accomplished who didn't get their opportunity via merit.
Yeah, it's also racist. Is it going to benefit white people or black people? Which one would it benefit?
It all depends on who's the best for the job.
Well, affirmative action, I mean, there's things here that are prima facie. I mean, there's a reason why we can't have it, Rich, and I'm telling you the reason, and you're not listening to me. But I'll get off the phone.
To you. I'm actually debating you, Robert. I'm actually saying that these are all divide-and-conquer strategies to sway public opinion, manufacture perception, manufacture pity, manufacture guilt. And this is why they've got to have us divided by race, gender, sex, religion, sexual orientation, ideology. They're even going after generations now. I'm reading articles. So
they don't want white men in leadership positions. They don't want any white men in management and leadership positions. That's what it is. They want to get rid of the human leadership. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Robert.
Okay, Robert is gone. Richie and I'll be right back. I've got a couple comments on what Robert said when we come back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Sheepin's with us, and we've been talking about meritocracy, and Robert in Kansas called in. And so, what is meritocracy? Well, it's a philosophy. It's a political philosophy that holds that certain things, such as economic goods or power, should be vested in individuals on the basis of their talents, efforts, achievement, rather than what family you're born into, your wealth, your sexuality, race, gender, or age. So it's based on proven results. How well do you do it? Okay. Well, if you look at basketball teams, it kind of looks like the majority of the players are black. Actually, they are. About 74% of the players in the National League are black. But 13% of the United States population is black. So it seems like if you want to have the best basketball players, you're probably going to want to have a team that's mostly black because of merit. Because blacks seem to, based on the numbers, this is not me saying this, this is based on the numbers. 74% of the NBA is black. It's as simple as that. Well, when Mrs. Finelli she was writing programs for Fortune 100 companies, actually companies that put missiles in space. She designed computer programs for those companies. She was hired as a consultant to do that. She's a degreed mathematician. Well, hardly anybody who was writing programs back in the 1980s was black. Why is that? Well, I have a feeling that based on proven results, the companies that were hiring, I don't think they were trying to discriminate. I just think that they found that more people that could write programs that they wanted were not black. But I can tell you that if you put Mrs. Finelli's programming team, her as a manager, against the NBA players, they would the NBA players would mop the floor with the programmers, right? Based on merit. Well, some people are better at things than others are. That's just the way there is. That's just the way it is. Mrs. Finelli is a way better programmer than I am. Way better. Based on merit. There are many things that she can do better than I can. And there are things that I can do better than she can. That's just the way it is. But you know what? We work together. And we strengthen each other. So there's a lot to be said for merit. And if you have a small company and the playing field is level, meaning you're not getting, or the other team or your competitor is not getting advantages, unfair advantages, like government benefits. If it's a level playing field, you absolutely want merit every single time. You don't want to lower the bars and standards. Let's talk about lowering the bars and standards. So in 1992, there was this gal by the name of Stella Liebeck, L-I-E-B-E-C-K. So she bought a cup of coffee at McDonald's at the drive-thru in New Mexico and spilled it on her lap. She bought it. She spilled it on her own lap. And she sued McDonald's because she got burned from a hot cup of coffee. Now, if you notice, coffee isn't hot anymore. You can't get a hot cup of coffee. Why? Because of Stella Liebeck. She wasn't smart enough to know that coffee comes hot. And she spilled it on her lap and was awarded almost $3 million in punitive damages from McDonald's from the damages for the burns that she suffered by her own doing. So she lowered the bars for you. So if you want a hot cup of coffee, forget it. Thank Stella Liebeck. It's happened all over the country.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.